just a quick review here. So he's saying in the Havamina thought that Chatzi Davar means is excluding a that means that the Haggadah's Edus has to be on the din itself. He is Chayev. He is a Machzik. So therefore, they can't come three sets of Edim on three different years because no one is coming on the din of Chazaka. So therefore, too, you'd say here, he'd have to be Meir on the din of Dala Dehe. How could he be Meir on the din of Dala Dehe if he didn't see the Geneva? Right? So that was the Gemara's Havamina. At the point of Rabbi Akiva, to come to Beis Din as the Edom are really coming, so to speak, as like a prosecutor as well. And they're being Meir, just to give you an analogy, they're being made on the din of the Gavra, but that the Gemara rejects because of the case of the Edei Bia and the Edei Kedushin. We'll get into that. But so the formulation in the end is no, that he has to be made on the halachic. On the halachic event, right? It has to be made on the halachic event.
That's a
rekiva. But a halachic event is going to be determined by what the halachic reality of that situation is. The Edom don't have to know what they're being. They don't have to come in and be made against the Gavra in terms of saying he's chayev. Beis Din is the one who determines what the chiyuvim are. Beis Din is the one who determines the din and the gavra. The Edom just come in with facts, but not like the Havamina. The Havamina thought there's only two things: there's facts per se and din. And if he can't come in with facts, he has to come in with din. No, there's a middle ground. There's a halachic phenomenon. There's halachic fact. There's facts that have halachic relevance. So that means to say that given the halachic reality of the of whatever is established halachically, there'll be different facts that have halachic significance and independent halachic significance. On their own, they'll carry a din. So if Adam came already and said she's a mikudeshes according to Rashi's way of learning, then Ede Bia, then the phenomenon of Bias Eshas Ish is the fact of her bia. Whether they know it or not is not relevant. They're not the mind, they're not the das. The Beis Din is the das. The Beis Din will come in and say, okay, we have Edei Kedushin, and then we want to see if the, now we'll see if we have Edei Bia. In other words, practically, some of the guys were troubled. Practically, it would come as the two Edim would say at the bar with their friends, hey, we saw these two people having bia. And then the friends say, really? They're married. And then they say, really? Okay, let's go bring them to Beis Din. But Beis Din will only take the Edei Bia after they have Edei Kedushin. Right? But the Havamina was the Edei Kedushin will be no good. I mean, the Edei Bia will be no good because they didn't witness Bias Eish Asish. Maskana, that's fine. As long as Edei Kedushin establish her shame as Mikudeshes, that's a davar. Meaning to say, that phenomenon itself is complete, and it is koveya her now for a different Maisa Isser. If another set of Edom see that Maisa Isser, then that's subject matter that's Shayach to Edus. But if Edom see 1 year of someone living on someone's land, that's not in any framework, or at least you can't start that story on the third year. For some reason, people want to start that story in the third year, but that's cheating. So in the first year of seeing a guy on someone's land, that is nothing. That on its own, right? By definition, it's the first year. So there's no history that we're talking about, okay? That doesn't have any halachic phenomenon. And therefore, there's no edus that is complete that could make that a halachic phenomenon. all of them need each other to be any davar.
By halachic phenomenon, you just need change in some sort of halos.
Right. In other words, the Eidim don't have to come in and claim the halos changed, but they have to come in with Eidus that has regarding the facts of that change. Basin is the one who makes the decisions. Basin is the one who is the das in the situation. The Eidim are simply the eyes, but their eyes only view halachic phenomenon. Yeah. Let's take the Rashba. Now, the Rashba has a certain technical aspect to it, but let's try to understand his svara also. Okay, so he says like this. I'll read the Rashba. He says like this. Pirush Rashi, right? Bishnayim omrim kideish ploni esa isha benisan. Okay. Yeah, doesn't say who it is in this one, but it's the Rashba, right? Veli nira dahalo domi lemishnah seinu digonav al pishnayim. So he's bothered like this. He's bothered that it just doesn't match. In other words, if the Gemara is questioning whether gonav v'tovach requires the same edim or not, right? Is whether the tovach alone is a chatzi davar, and it wants to prove that even according to Rabbi Akiva, it's not a chatzi davar. Okay, he's saying it has to take a case that's the most similar to it. Okay, if you take a case that is different, then maybe that's the case Rabbi Akiva agrees in. Maybe he still disagrees over here. So you've got to take a case that is exactly the same. He's like this. Hashtei kitos boos al ish echot shegona v'tovach. So first problem is what? That the case in the Mishnah of gona v'tovach is about the same guy. Both Edom are being made about the same individual. Okay, the first Edom say he stole. And then the second Edom say he was tovach u'mochar. Okay, but they're both coming to talk about the same guy. Okay, that's an interesting fact. Is that relevant or not? Rashba seems to think that's relevant. Whereas by our case, the first set of Edom are talking about this couple, and the second set of Edom are talking about a different couple. It's true there's one that they share, which is the problem, but essentially, they're talking about two different balei din.
Are they talking about the same woman both times?
Same woman, but different couples.
But are they talking about the couple? Are they talking about the status of the woman both times? I mean, the woman was in Kaish and the woman did this.
That's the way Rashi seems to say it.
He's saying his first problem is that Gona Vitovach is coming on one ish. Al ish echad. Okay. Over here, it's on two different parties. First one is saying she did this with him. Second one is saying she did this with someone else. It's not a fortification of the same guy. It's not a reassessment of the original guy. It's not a, I mean, you want to try to work into Svara already. But he's just saying that he considers to be an important difference. Now the second one is a little trickier. The ode, Dishnayim omrim kideish mashru lo eshes ish le eser lakol. Second one is more conceptual. He's saying the first set of Edom, if you're going to learn like Rashi's pshat, made her an eshes ish to be usher to everybody. Umisha bo leha yomos al yoda. So she's deadly, right? Once the first set of Edom says she did Kedushin with Ploni, they defined her. They made her into an Ashes Ish. And what's the significance of her status of being an Ashes Ish? Now she's also to everybody. Everybody's also to her. And whoever has relations with her will be put to death. Oval calls man shelobo leha acher maiko ovdo umi yomas al yodo. But of course, as long as nobody does anything with her, Nothing happened. So who's going to be killed?
What is he talking about?
Of Ali Biganov, Afal Pishe Ganov, Ein Dino Nigmar, Al Yedea Geneva, Levad, Sheilu Osabo Melachto, Vitino Vechorashbo, O Hitino Etzlo, Vigozazok Yotsipose, Eino Mashalam Dalve. But by the Geneva case, there's no Gemar Din. Even though they came and they said, he, do you have the same lush as me? Doesn't he have something in the sheet about being more Nigmar Hadin by the Kedushin case?
He says, by the Kedushin case?
Yeah.
Nigmar Ali Deha Gneva.
No, before that. No? Okay. So he says, but by the Geneva case, Afa Pishe Gonav, the din is not Nigmar, Al Yedeha Geneva Levad.
Huh?
Yeah, Nigmar Idusan, right. I don't have that lashon here. Right, he does say it, and maybe not everyone has the same gear, so. What, you have the sheet there?
Yeah.
You see, in the Rashba itself, he has an extra line. By the Eishes Ish, he emphasizes, V'nigmar Edusam. Their Edus is complete. Once they're made, she's an Eishes Ish. What more do you want these guys to do?
Nothing's going to change.
The Edim of Kedushin are complete. Their Edus is 100% done. There's nothing left hanging in their Edus. There's no open-ended questions about what's going to be with the status of this woman.
They're saying even before it should be implemented.
That's right. They have completely determined her status. And now it's just a question if somebody interacts with that status. But that has nothing to do with her status. Her status is 100% complete. There's no like alternatives of what could develop from this status that they gave her. It's complete. It's fixed. It's just a question of what happened, what she does with it. But by the Geneva, it's not what he does with it. Not simply what he does with it. He hasn't completed his status. His status of a Ganav is nascent. It's undeveloped. It's undetermined. It's open to possibilities. What kind of a Ganav is he going to be? Let's see. Is he going to be a Ganav who keeps it and plows with it? Is he going to be a Ganav that shears it? Or is he going to be a Ganav that sells it? These are all important questions in determining his very status that the first set began. Okay? It's like the end of the story. What's the end of this story of this Ganav? What kind of a Ganav is he? We can't determine the status that the first ones made until we see what he does. Is his status of a Ganav Nigmar on the first set? No. Because there's a Ganav, and then there's a Ganav Atavach, and there's a Ganav Mochar, and there's a Ganav who doesn't do either one of those things. So he says, so therefore, that's a different kind of a case.
Why is it not the same as the Ishish? Meaning, the first Edom or Mechaim, and then
you sound like the Rimigash. Well, you see one thing for sure. He's not learning that Dal Vehei is just an ed attacked on to the Kefil. It's not like a separate thing. It's part of what the Ganav is. It's part of his Geneva. He's a Gonav or a Gonav V'tovach U'mochar. His din ganav is not nigmar. By the way, how many mitzvahs is the Rambam counted in? One mitzvah. Din ganav. It's all one mitzvah. It's a din ganav. There's no, you don't count kefil as one mitzvah and dalvei as another mitzvah. It's all the dinim of a ganav. It's under one heading. But you don't count iser eishas ish together with the mitzvah of eishas ish. Of becoming of Kedushin. Kiddushin is a mitzvah. Arias with an Ashish is a separate mitzvah. It is a mitzvah. How many mitzvahs are there? Okay. It's a mitzvah slo sase. No. It's funny that you don't think about it that way. Okay. So so what's his comparison? Okay. Elohochi pirusho. Yeah. But the point is like this. The point is like this. I mean, and this is what's the challenge of the understanding the machlokes between the Rashba and the Rimigash. And I spent a lot of time trying to figure this out. I feel like I got a little closer, but it's not simple. But the question is like this. In other words, the Rashba is saying, just to keep the pshat straight, he's saying, were that the Gemara's argument, like Rashi's putting forward, it would not prove anything about our case. It may prove that Ashish is not a problem, but that wouldn't really inform us about our problem. Right? Because our problem, they're more needy of each other. Right? We're looking for cases of chatzi davar, meaning incompletion in something. He's saying it's very possible to say that the Eishes, that the Kiddush, the Eide Kiddushin and the Eide Bia, according to Rashi's interpretation, are complete. Whereas the Eide Geneva and the Eide Dal Vehe are not. And the force of his argument is what? What is he focusing on? And this is what we have to, this is our only clue over here. What is he focusing on in terms of completion? Ariel? His focus seems to be, in his question, his focus seems to be that if it's complete in terms of the status of the original Baldovar, then that's considered complete. Now, if you're going to learn like Rashi, you'll have a completion in the Eishes Ish case that you don't find in the Ganav case. Because by the Eishes Ish case, I can say her status is complete. Vis-a-vis the Isser that we're being made on. That's the tricky part here too. Right. We're just talking about the Isser. In terms of the Isser that they're being made on, the status of Eishes Ish that the Kedushin created is a complete status, and the Eide Bia are not commenting on that status. They're not modifying that status, and they're not encroaching upon that subject matter. They're taking that status as a given, and in fact it was a given. In fact it was complete. But that's a full Dovah. Hold on. Whereas the Geneva case, the second set of Edim, are really coming to modify and increase the shame Ganav in a certain sense. So that is a Chatzi Davar. That's a bigger Chatzi Davar than the Eishes Ish. So his argument is that wouldn't be a good Raya to the Geneva case. The Kiddushin and the Eide Kiddushin and the Eide Bia are more complete and independent than the Eide Geneva and the Eide Dalveg. So how could you bring a Raya from Eide Kiddushin and Eide Bia that's complete to say then therefore Eide Geneva and Eide Dalveg are also complete? No. I show you there's a very critical element in terms of completion that they're different. The Eishes Ish's shame is Nigmar Eidusan. Are the Edom completely fulfilled their job and there's nothing more that they could establish about that woman in terms of her status of Eishes Ish? Right? Whereas the Eide Geneva, it's an open-ended story. We don't know what kind of a Ganav he's going to be. So in terms of the Eide Dalavehe, they need the Eide Geneva more than the Eide Bia need the Eide Kiddushin, because the Eide Kiddushin established a complete shame in the Isha. Whereas the Eidei Geneva did not establish a complete shame. Yeah, John?
Let's just see what his idea is, okay?
Yeah, just clarify. Yeah. You wouldn't say
that... Look, who gets who pays Kefil? The Stam Ganav. Who pays Dal Vehei? The Super Ganav. So it's a different Ganav. That's his argument.
Right, but isn't Dal Vehei really just, added on to the original Kefil?
That's what he's saying in the first case. It's the same guy. Both of those arguments are coming together. Both of his distinctions are coming together. The Ganav is the same guy. We're saying he's a... Well, let's put it this way. You can't say a repeat offender is... He's saying it's like a repeat offender. Right? So you can't say, no, well, a repeat offender is no different than Kiddushin and Bia. Because it's just what did the first offender do? No, it's a whole new definition of the guy. He's magnifying his shame, Ganav. You can't say a repeat offender is just a guy who set up, who just did a separate maisa. He didn't just do a separate maisa. He did a maisa of, he's eino zaz. Micheto. He's nishtaresh b'cheit. He's shana b'cheit. He's reinforcing something that he already did. That's a repetition. It's not just a new thing.
Okay.
The Eish Azish is a completely separate maisa.
Is the status of a married woman...
The Eish Azish is just as married before or after the Arayos.
This guy is just as much of a ganav.
No, he's more of a ganav. He's more of a ganav once he does dal, once he's chayav dal then. He's a different shame Ganav. There's a Dine Ganav. Which category of Ganav does he fall under now? Let's see the Rashba's way of looking at it. Because what's going to be hard, and this is what I mean by making it a little harder, is Rashba comes up with a case, obviously. Would Rashi disagree with that? That's where things get a little harder. Or no, he would say, yeah, either one is fine. Right? The Rimi Gash specifically says the way the Rashba's learning is not good. And you have to learn like Rashi. So it's not just like a question on the case. That's what it means. That indicates it's not just the machlokas and how you define a ganav. Because then you say, okay, fine. But they should agree on the case, at least that the Rashba provides. So what's the Rashba's case? Is it like this? Elahachi pirusho. Shnayim omrim kidesh ruvein es ha'isha v'shnayim omrim chozar hu uboleha. So it's the same people. First of all, we'll correct that problem. It's the same people. First, Adam said, we saw him say to her, harei at nekudeshes li b'tabas zu, and she accepted it. Okay. Second set of Adam come along and say, we saw these two people together. We saw him, Bo'olel. But they didn't know that she was Mekudeshes. Okay, now what's the effect of if he's Bo'al Mekudeshes? So then it's then that's Nesu'in, basically. So then the way he's learning it means it's Nesu'in. So now she's completely Ishto. Okay? Now, what changes from Kiddushin to Nisuin? He says two things change. First of all, a Mikudeshus doesn't get a Ksuba. They used to have a Ksuba for Mikudeshus, but we don't do Ksuba for Mikudeshus. And he's Yorisher. Those are the two things that change from Kiddushin to Nisuin. Yeah, there was such a thing when they would do like a year apart. It was possible to do to have it for the Mikudeshes.
What does that mean? The Yorish.
So in other words, so if she dies, he'll be Yorish her only after Nisuin. Right, but he's not Yorish her after Kedushin. So those are two. Those are two differences in their relationship. So he says, therefore we'll say, Eidei Bia need the Eidei Kiddushin.
The Ilmole Hain, if you didn't have the Eidei Kedushin first, the Eidei Bia would be Lav Klum Ko'ovdi. Lo Le Osron Bekroven, Velo Le Osrona Alma. So without the Eidei Kedushin, the Eidei Bia have no effect. Two people have Znus, doesn't do anything in terms of Asring their krovim or asring them on anyone else. V'yafal gav de'edei kiddushin nami tzrichi le'edei bia li'yerusha uluksuba. And even though the edei kiddushin still need de'edei bia for the dinim of ksuba and yerusha, because the arusa has no ksuba and the orus is not yoresh her. Right, the man is not yoresh the woman that he's that's muresist him. Afilu hachi chashvin an edus kedushin dover v'lo chatzi dover v'hochanami kevin de edei geneva lo tzrichan edei tevicha l'gabi kefel lav chatzi dover hu. So let's just make sure we get it straight. So he's saying like this. This is the proper analogy. The proper analogy is edei kedushin and edei bia, meaning basically edei nesuin. Right? Edei kedushin and edei bia of completing the Kedushin, right? So you say, now you have a good analogy. It's the same people, and what? And just like Ganav goes from small time, from one type of a Ganav to another type of a Ganav, in terms of Kefil to Dal Vehei, it's a different kind of a level of Ganav. So too, the Mikudeshes goes from, in terms of what? In terms of, he's not thinking about Isser at this point, right? He doesn't care about Isser. That's the tricky part, right? He's thinking just about her status. He's saying the woman goes through two status changes. She goes to Mikudeshes, Pinuya to Mikudeshes. That has an effect on ostering her to everybody now and permanently to his krovim, right? You know what I mean by the krovim versus the olam? Right? In other words, once they have kedushin, even if he were to die or they would divorce, she would still be permanently ushered to a certain group of his krovim, right? So the kedushin has an immediate effect over there, similar to the kefil, but in terms of her, what do we say now? Her status of ishto, I guess. She's not a full ishto. See, he's taking the focus off of her status of an eshes ish, vis-a-vis others. Vis-a-vis others, she's complete. Right? Vis-a-vis others, there's nothing more that is going to be created in this nisuin. She's gonna, from the moment of kedushin, she is just she is as usher as she is going to be, vis-a-vis krovim and kuliyama. That's why he says, if you're gonna try to pair up the iser of arayos and the edei kedushin, then definitely the Eidei Kedushin is Gomor, is Nigmar. But that's not the way we're looking at it. We're looking at it in terms of completing that which the first set of Eidim started. And in that sense, there's a good analogy. Eidei Geneva started something, and Eidei Tevicha finished something. Eidei Kedushin started something, and Eidei Nesuin finished. What did they actually finish? They finished in terms of Ksuba and Yerusha. So there is some completion of the internal relationship or the internal shame of Ish v'Ishto. That's a good analogy, he says. So then how does it work out? So what is the Havamina and Maskana? According to him, can we just tighten it up a little bit now? So how does it work now?
I'll just clarify something. In other words, the Rashba opens up like a little bit of a second, like a new layer of complexity in a certain sense, because he's saying that even when the Gemara knew, when the Gemara thought the Mishnah was not Rabbi Akiva, right, it really had a little bit of a more sophisticated idea of Dava than we were giving it credit for. And Chatzi Dava, right? Because it accepted the fact, even at the time when it was questioning whether Rabbi Akiva is the Tana of the Gemara, of the Mishnah, it was still accepting the fact that the Edom don't have to come, like we were saying, as the prosecutors. That's not the Havamim according to the Rashba. Right? Because he's saying, you would never need that. Because he's saying, as long as there were Edei Kedushin, no one ever thought you would need that the Edei Bia of Arayos would have to have seen the Kedushin. Right? So you have to revise a little bit for the Rashba. The Rashba resolves that problem that we had in the Gemara. That I mean, the Gemara didn't know that you could put a woman to, you could put someone to death for Eishes Ish without having witnessed the Kedushin. I mean, that seems to be a pretty out there fact. I mean, meaning not out there in the sense of far-fetched, but common knowledge. So for the Rashba, yeah, of course, that was never, that wasn't the question. We're talking about, we're talking about if a woman wants to claim that she gets a ksuba, just getting the ksuba, she wants to come to court and say, I'm entitled to a ksuba. Or if the husband wants to come to court and say, I'm entitled to her Yerusha, then on the status of Yoresh, or the status of Govek Ksuvasa, maybe she'd have to come in, or he'd have to come in, with a full package. Because they're being made, the second set of Edim are being made on her din, on her shame, right? On her shame of Ishto Gemura, of Nesua. The shame Nesua is a shame that is generated from two steps. Within that, only within the shame of Nesua would I have a Havamina to say that vis-a-vis the shame Nesuin, the shame Kedushin is an incomplete shame. And I need them both to come together. I mean, I need them in one Riyah. So it's very complicated for the Rashba. It was in terms of Eishes Ish, right? In terms of Eishes Ish, we would kill her, right? Without the Edei Bia not having seen the Kedushin, because they're not trying to be mashlim her shame in any sense. Then everybody agrees that we'll take that shame as a given. It's only when they're trying to be mashlim her shame, then they need in their testimony, in what they're being made on, they need the first event. Still just describing it a little better. Yeah, so what do you say?
So technically a little bit better, because
the case of Kedushin is still not exactly the same.
Why not?
Because it does carry with it the shame of Eishes Ish that's beyond the framework that we're dealing with.
Why is that beyond the framework?
Because it has nothing to do with the... It has a complete independence in terms of Issa. And that shame is not being completed anywhere else. In terms of her status of Issa. So you could say that, no, that's why it's good. But the Maskana is saying, no, it really makes sense to say that... the Kedushin vis-a-vis their relationship is a Dava.
It's not a
protocol relationship. His focus, as opposed to the Rimigash, I think we'll see a little later, his focus is on the completion of the first set of Edom. How complete are they? In what they're doing, was their Edus complete? Right?
That's definitely his focus. But what's, just to be clear on the Havamina, on the Havamina coin to Rashba, if two Adam saw two people having Bia, yeah, and they had no idea what their prior history is, yeah, right? So it would depend on whether, it would depend on what the case is that's before the Beis Din. If the case before the Beis Din was a case of whether they're Chayav Misa or not, because we have other Adam that they, that she had Kedushin with another man, then we would take them, right? If it was the same people and he's trying to now prove that he, she's trying to prove now that she gets a Ksuba and he's trying to prove now that he gets her Yerusha, we would not take them. Now, the Aden themselves have the same knowledge in either case. They have no idea what they saw in either case. Just a question of we as a Beis Din, will we accept that they are Aden on the din that's before us? So if the din before us is Misa of Arayos, we would say, yes, they have relevant, they have Edus. If the din was on whether she is a, whether she gets the Ksuba or not, then we would say, well, they don't have Edus. So it doesn't go by what they think or what they're knowing or what their mindset is. They're still neutral. They're just still coming to be made on the facts. But halachically, he's saying that the only thing we're going to take as a halachic given is when there's a previous shame that's complete that makes this edus relevant. But if this edus is coming to be mashlim, a shame itself, like Shnei Chazaka, that's why it's comparable to Shnei Chazaka, then it wouldn't be good. So that way it's clear also why it's very similar to the Shnei Chazaka. Because Chazaka is a cumulative identity, right?
Can
you and Eirushin without Nesuim?
No.
I mean, you could do no. Question is whether Nesuim counts as Eirushin, but you can't do Nesuim without Eirushin. We're going to leave it to think about and look at the Rimigash. And you'll see his focus is different than the Rashba's focus. And on the contrary, he says the Rashba's case would not be good. Now there's a big problem in the Rimigash. I mean that there's a big problem that they almost seem to be arguing like factually in a certain sense. I mean you have to see. You look at, for instance, if you look in the footnote on the Rashba, so they note over there that the Rimigash says in the question, there's no difference at all between Kedushin and Nesuin. They say, well, what about the Rashba's difference? Yerusha and Ksuba. But he makes it sound like, no, there's absolutely no difference at all. The second set of Adam do nothing. Well, we know they do something. So, it's clearly in his framework they do nothing. In the framework that he views important, they do nothing. So we've got to think about what framework he's looking at it in. I take a look at the Rimigash, and if you finish that, finish the Gemara with the Rabbanan.